What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So let's talk about COVID-19. And the first group of coronavirus evacuees leaves quarantine at San Diego Marine Base. They got this procession of white tour buses, began rolling out, helping families and individuals quite literally get on with their lives after 14 days spent under constant monitoring by a group of public health workers keen on spotting every sneeze, sniffle, or cough. None had any symptoms. They're all testing clean. They're all being let go. Well, that's the good news. The bad news is earlier today on the Fox News Channel, they had a representative from the CDC who had two important pieces of news. The first is they're now realizing that the incubation period for this virus could be considerably longer than 2 weeks. This guy was saying it could be 3 weeks, could be 4 weeks. They don't really know. They don't have this basic information about the incubation period of this particular pathogen. The second bit of news that he had that's very, very troubling is he's saying only 30 to 50% of the testing kits for COVID-19 are actually working, because apparently a lot of them were packed with outdated reagents just because they have a shortage of the necessary chemicals to do this. So that's a little bit unnerving. Now, South Korea is saying that they're successfully treating COVID-19 patients with natural oxygen therapy. And they're saying this is a breakthrough. And then apparently they've treated a patient using all natural oxygen therapy. And unlike our own Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which only advocates for pharmaceuticals and vaccines, Korea's equivalent of the CDC effectively cured, dare we use that word, a patient by delivering pure oxygen through a face mask, according to the local news service, NewsSys. Now, Japan has started releasing passengers from the Diamond Princess, and they're beginning the process of offloading the remaining 2,000-plus passengers. Boy, that's a big ship and crew aboard the Diamond Princess. They've been under quarantine for 14 days. And again, nobody tested positive this, except for the ones that were on the planes there. Anyway, the first 500 people left earlier today. There's no preference given to different nationalities. I guess they're doing it alphabetically. Now, many who depart will be subject to another 14 days of quarantine, including any Americans who elected to stay on the ship instead of traveling back to the U.S. on the evac flight. Roughly 40 Americans were also excluded from that flight because they were being treated for the virus in a Japanese hospital. So, oh boy. Okay. Russia has now barred all Chinese from entering. New Zealand has stopped all post and shipping from China. And the Apple virus shock is set to hit semiconductor suppliers. So people are taking this very, very seriously. Regardless of how serious the virus itself is, the economic damage, the damage to our supply chains is definitely, definitely there. Okay, there's been another study. I mean, everybody's trying to research this virus, and they found that COVID-19 binds to human cells 20 times more than SARS, and that sneezes containing the virus can travel up to 200 feet. Because when you sneeze, you're not just blowing out virus particles, you're blowing out tiny, tiny droplets of phlegm in which the virus can survive because it's walled off from the air, and the phlegm blocks ultraviolet light. A lot of people didn't know that. Now, Florida is concealing the number of people tested for COVID-19 and basically said, we can't tell you because of privacy concerns. Now, that absolutely is not accurate, because publishing aggregate numbers without any personally identifiable information doesn't violate any privacy law or regulation related to the privacy. In fact, as the Tampa Bay Times reports, senators pressed Rick Rivkees, calling that during the mosquito-borne Zika infection outbreak in 2015 and 2016, the state frequently published the number of specimens that were being tested. 26 people have been quarantined in New York after returning from COVID-19 outbreak areas. they're being voluntarily quarantined, mostly in their homes, have not shown any symptoms of the illness, according to County Health Chief Dr. Sherlita Obler. These people are not ill, but we still have to monitor them. Well, I don't know. For something that some people say is a biological weapon, it's really not all that effective, is it? Except apparently, if we're to believe recent reports, it's really only lethal to ethnic East Asians. Now, ethnically sensitive pathogens for humans do not exist in nature. So I would say this was a failed biological weapon, or they were trying to weaponize COVID-19 and it escaped from the lab here. There is now a shortage of surgical masks because Taiwan is cut off exporting the masks they manufacture. Thailand has now imposed limits on exports of the masks they manufacture. So if you're planning on getting a mask just in case, you'd better get them now. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back to the news here. YouTube is now demonetizing all videos about COVID-19. And I think they're doing it because a lot of people are putting out sensational videos, basically for the money. Oh, it's going to be horrible. It's going to kill everybody. And YouTube is now demonetizing those videos. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton is still out there questioning the official story put out by the Chinese government and parroted by mainstream media that this illness originated in a fish market that just happens to be located quite close to the Wuhan BSL-4 laboratory. And as we reported, I think it was only yesterday, there's a story out there that they were working with bats that were infected with COVID-19, and there was an incident where a researcher was exposed to the blood of one of the bats, and he self-quarantined for 14 days, and then he got on out. But again, if the incubation period is actually a lot longer, first of all, that's going to be a major problem for the epidemiologist trying to track down close contacts. You know, it's one thing if you have a pathogen with an incubation period of 3 or 4 days. You remember who you were talking to 3 or 4 days ago. But do you remember who you were talking to last month? Problem. Now, the World Health Organization has announced today it had no indications the new COVID-19 had spread to North Korea after South Korean media suggested there were cases and deaths that were being covered up by the Pyongyang authorities. Well, see, there is an advantage to having a closed border, isn't there? Financial markets are banking on the economy recovering quickly and completely as soon as COVID-19 peaks like SARS or Ebola. But the models aren't accounting for some key info they don't have. And it's likely China's economy will not recover 100% when the pandemic is over. Okay. All right. Let's talk about some of the economic news. Basically, Bonner is out there saying that the Federal Reserve sinks into funny money normalcy. In other words, we were talking earlier in the show about how the Federal Reserve is just printing up money like crazy or typing money into the computers. And with apparently, it's spinning out of control here. But apparently, the Federal Reserve's idea is this is the new normal. This is the new normal. We're going to create money and pour it into the system to try and keep the stock market propped up and try and keep the banks going here. The problem is the phony boom depends on more and more phony money. Take the money away and the whole thing implodes. That's just the reality of what's going on here. If that phony money creation stops, the whole system comes crashing down. So that's one answer to the question one of the callers had about when is it going to happen. Anyway, the funny money enters the financial system as debt. It is lent out, increasing the amount of liquidity, but it's also increasing the amount of debt. That's the problem. If they were to print up the money and basically hand it out for free, it would actually be healthier for the economy than the system they're doing now. But the markets are taking COVID-19 in relative stride because if things get markedly worse, we're going to have more quantitative easing before you can blink. This is coming from Jefferies. All righty. The Baltic Dry Index is now trading below 450. And if you look at the chart for the Baltic Dry Index, it's just plummeting right now. And that's because people are staying in their homes. They're not buying things. In some sections of China, people are not even allowed to leave their homes to go buy food. And again, were the worst case scenario play out, COVID-19 takes hold here in the United States of America and we're subject to similar quarantines, that's a good reason to have storable food and water in your home. Stick it in your garage or something like that. So, now there's an article. This one came out of Zero Hedge, Financial Feudalism, the New American Dream. And it's talking about all these new websites that are popping up to hook young college women with sugar daddies who will pay for their college education and their room and board in exchange for a regular commitment of hot sex. And it's basically saying rising college fees and rent and the lack of time available for work during studies, many women are extremely vulnerable to exploitation. Well, some are, but the problem is the money makes it look very, very attractive. And when I was in college, I actually knew a young lady who was paying for her college education in the world's oldest profession. And it wasn't that she was forced to. It's just it took less time and she made a lot more money. And ultimately, she wound up owning a small strip mall. So she actually did very well for herself. She invested her money wisely and, you know, did very well. She also won the Gong Show at one point. And anyway... All right, Macy's has been downgraded to junk. Their stock took a major, major hit. And apparently French car giant Renault is also cut to junk. And Moody's downgraded the automaker from Baa3 to Ba1, the highest junk rating, after the company posted its first annual loss in a decade. People can't buy stuff. They don't have the money. And poor, poor Boeing, they cannot seem to cut a break. Apparently, during maintenance in several undelivered 737 MAXs, they found debris in the fuel tanks. It's called foreign object debris. Now, obviously, if you have small metal particles floating around the fuel tank, it can, if it's smaller than the fuel lines, which are somewhat sizable, given the volume of fuel that these jet engines suck in, they could get sucked into the engine and cause damage. They could block fuel jets. They could cause all kinds of problems. So they're basically mounting a new program of internal investigation to find out how the debris got there and to basically, you know, try and clean it all out here. But mainly, we've got 40 countries have now banned the 737 MAX from operating in their airspace. Australia, China, Thailand, Malaysia, India, Oman, the European Union, Singapore, and Canada, and others as well. Oh, what a shame. Boeing used to be one of the premier aircraft makers. Not anymore. They've lost that crown to Airbus. I think I mentioned this earlier in the program. I was interviewed on another show earlier this morning, and I mentioned it there. Jaguar Land Rover's British factory is about ready to run out of Chinese parts in just a matter of few weeks. And the amount of supply chain disruptions that are coming out of the woodwork is nothing short of astonishing. This is the downside of globalism. You know, we've become dependent on China for components, not just for cars, but for electronics, computers. And it's all slowing down. Now, China is out there insisting that more than 90% of the state-owned enterprises are back in business and producing what they need to produce. But the privately owned companies, many of those are still shut down. So Jaguar said yesterday they have enough Chinese parts for the next 2 weeks. But heading into March, their production lines could grind to a halt. All right. Warren is selling Apple. That's a bad sign. Of course, they're in trouble with supply chains too. Walmart just posted its biggest earnings miss since August of 2015, and it's looking more and more like recession is here. All righty. Over at, goldcore.com, they have an article. Once again, reiterating, silver bullion is set to outperform gold and other precious metals and the vastly overvalued risk assets of stocks and bonds in the coming years. They're basically saying the record nominal high of $50 announced in 1980 and 2012 will almost certainly be seen in the next 2 years. And again, if you've got to make precious metals part of your investment portfolio. They hold onto their value. You've never seen silver or gold or rhodium or tantalum or platinum crash down to zero value. It just does not happen. Their price may fluctuate. Actually, what's fluctuating is the price of the currency with which you're buying and selling the gold or platinum or silver. And gold is sort of assumed to be near its peak, whereas silver's got a lot of room to grow. And one of the best ways that you can get into silver investment is through what is called junk silver. And you can find this on eBay, and it's just basically a bag of the pre-1964 U.S. coinage where the quarters are made out of silver, and they're worth about a buck and a half each for the melt value. The dimes are made out of silver. The nickel's made out of nickel. The pennies are still copper. And it's a good way to get in. Plus, if the economy goes kablooey, those known coins of known value will be much easier to barter than trying to scrape off, bits of gold and silver from bars. So it's a good way to go. Definitely a good way to go. All right. The other day we had somebody who called on in talking about the censorship question on the upcoming census. And apparently the censorship question will not be on the 2020 census, but the Census Bureau is still having to spend millions on ads combating the scare. You know, those poor illegal immigrants, they're scared there's going to be a citizenship question. Oh, my goodness, we have to take care of them and calm them down. Those poor illegal immigrants here. They shouldn't even be counted on the census. The census is supposed to be counting U.S. citizens to draw the congressional districts. That's its constitutional purpose. They shouldn't be counted when apportioning districts to the House of Representatives. So the Census Bureau is investing millions of dollars in an ad campaign underlining the fact that the information collected on the census will not be shared with federal or local authorities. Leave that one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's talk a little bit about computers and such. I think the technology in a lot of our products is becoming decadent, and we really don't need it. And there was an incident involving Guardian journalist Carrie Paul. Paul had rented a car through a local car sharing service called Gig Car Share, which offers a fleet of hybrid Toyota Priuses and electric Chevrolet Bolt EVs in the Bay Area in Sacramento, and planned to spend the weekend in a more rural part of the state, about 3 hours north of Oakland. But on Sunday, she was left stranded on an unpaved road when the car's telematic system lost its cell signal. The car could not call home. The rented Prius refused to move. Now, that is just poor planning. That is just poor planning. There should be an override somewhere on those cars to say, I can't get a cell signal. Please turn my car back on. I have the key. I have the fob. I am who I say I am. But why do we have to have cars that call home to be authorized to operate? What if there'd been a medical emergency? What if she'd had a passenger who was having a heart attack or a stroke or delivering a baby? People don't think these things through all the way. They really don't. Okay. A still unnamed U.S.-based natural gas facility had to shut down operations for 2 days after being hit with a ransomware infection that prevented personnel from receiving crucial real-time operational data from control and communication equipment. This is coming from the Department of Homeland Security. So the yesterday's advisory from the Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, didn't identify the site except to say it was a natural gas compression facility. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is holding a fundraising drive right now. And folks, we really, really need it. All joking aside about mutant hamsters and, you know, having to sell our control room technicians for medical experiments, we're really in a serious situation here. We need your help. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, as you know, Brexit is going through. There's a transition period which will end in December, and already everybody's talking about the complexities of the trade deals here. And apparently there is a bit of a disagreement coming over regarding various processed meat products, in particular sausages, such as the one used to make the British Banger sandwich. And farmers are saying they will have no legal basis to slip their sausages into European markets after the end of the transition period in December. Now, at the moment, the European Union has no health certificate for goods such as fresh sausages or mince, as it has never imported the goods from third countries. Well, Britain is now printed lips, no longer a part of the European Union. And so Boris Johnson should be prepared to start lobbying for Frankfurters in Frankfurt. All right. The illegal alien acquitted in Kate Steinle's murder is deemed mentally ill and unfit to stand trial for a gun charge. This guy is a 7-time felon, 5 times deported illegal alien. He was acquitted for 32-year-old Kate Steinle's murder in 2017. He will not stand trial on federal gun charges after a California court has deemed him mentally ill. The illegal immigrants are getting better treatment from the U.S. government than the legal citizens. Have you noticed that? I'm absolutely appalled. 7-time felon. I mean, if he's mentally ill, there's a reason right there to fling him back over the border. We don't need any more crazy people in this country. We have enough of them in the halls of Congress. Okay. As you're probably already aware, along with here in the United States, is major flooding down along the Pearl River. And we're actually looking at possible flooding on the Ohio River. And over in Great Britain, they've got the flood swamping part of Britain, and they're blaming it on climate change. The climate change ate our homework. And Dillingpool is out there saying, no, it's got nothing to do with climate change. It's the usual villains, government inaction in the face of maintaining flood control systems. But hey, we'll just, you know, the government will absolve itself of responsibility by pinning the blame on climate change. Oh, see, you know, the climate change did this. Well, okay, if you believe the climate is changing and it's going to lead to flooding, why did you not proactively prepare for it? That's where their whole argument kind of falls apart. All righty. This should have been up in the computer section, but apparently the government of Puerto Rico, which is suffering through their own debt crisis and strapped for cash after enduring 2 major natural disasters, reportedly lost more than $2 million in an email phishing scam directed at one of its finance directors, according to Associated Press. Apparently, they've lost more than $4 million total to email phishing scams. And nothing gets done here. Okay, a Major League Baseball star, Audrey Huff, was barred from the upcoming 2010 World Series Championship reunion over his past tweets, which included a photo of Huff at a gun range with his sons and a tweet joking about Iranian women. Oh, you're not politically correct. You can't come to the reunion. Well, to the dark regions with political correctness, that's my idea. That's my position on that here. Doctors working on a clinical trial for treatment of heart disease held back key data. This is from Newsnight. The EXCEL trial tested whether stents were as effective as open heart surgery at treating patients with a heart problem called left main disease, and the data that was held back suggested that people fitted with the stents were dying after only 3 years. It's not even enough time to finish paying for that. Okay, hackers have succeeded in tricking a Tesla, actually 2 types of Tesla cars, into speeding up by 50 miles per hour using 2 inches of tape. What they did is they went on out to speed signs that said the speed limit is 35, and by putting this 2 inches of tape in front of the 3, they convinced the Teslas that it said the speed limit was 85. They did it to prove that autonomous driving systems and the machine learning algorithms that power them still have a long way to go. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Ring and Nest are normalizing American surveillance and turning us into a nation of voyeurs. And it's basically talking about how these devices are empowering Americans to spy on their neighbors, to spy on their own family members. And this is the new normal here. So, according to the Washington Post, Amazon's Ring and Google's Nest and other internet-connected cameras, some selling for as little as $59, have given Americans the tools they need to become a personal security force, and millions of people now seeing what's happening around their home every second, what Ring calls the new neighborhood watch. Well, that's obviously a puff piece to promote these devices and say, oh, you should get one. But the article goes on to talk about an example of why this may not be a good thing. And it seems to involve a young girl who was sitting on the front porch of her home talking about things she didn't like about her parents and things that she was doing her parents wouldn't like, not realizing that mommy was keeping an eye on her through the little Ring camera system, which has a microphone as well as the camera. So, you know, you're going to have this kind of behavior from adolescents anyway. I got to be very honest. I mean, people like privacy, especially young kids. And you could actually demoralize them. If anything, it's going to make the kid a little more rebellious to know that they're being spied on all the time. You could kill their spirit that way. I mean, if I were fortunate enough to have had children, which is probably the biggest single disappointment in my life, I wouldn't spy on them. I would work to build a, you know, mutual trust and a good relationship and say, you know, if you've got a problem, come talk to me. Just keep that communication going. And I'm not going to spy on you, and I'm not going to read your diary, and I'm not going to, you know, pry open your door and go through your bureau, you know, looking for contraband, you know, unless I got a really, really good reason to think something's going on. But just spying for the sake of spying? No, I think that's got to be bad for people, not just kids. Okay, over in New York City, taxpayers are on the hook for a multi-million dollar cyber center in the heart of Manhattan with deep ties to Israel's high-tech intelligence apparatus. Now, this has been a going concern where all of these systems, NSA, CIA, whatever, they're connected to Israel's high-tech intelligence systems, and they're getting the feed without any filtering whatsoever, which means they're getting personal communications of members of Congress. You know, it's one thing for our government to be spying on the American people like that. It's quite another for the government of a foreign nation to be getting that information. I see that as a major, major problem, and another indicator that the U.S. government really is a poodle for Israel. Doesn't seem to be anybody left in Washington, D.C. with the courage to stand up to Israel. Okay, George Soros is out there saying that the Facebook CEO and COO should be removed and accuses Zuckerberg of conspiring with Trump. And he slammed Mark Zuckerberg, accusing him of helping to get U.S. President Donald Trump reelected. Now, this made a comment, Soros comments came after Zuckerberg said during the Munich Security Conference that he expects more government regulation to come from the states on basically taking political advertising as an example, what discourse should be allowed. And Soros is claiming that Zuckerberg appears to be engaged in some kind of mutual assistance arrangement with Donald Trump that will help him to get reelected. Well, that all depends on which part of the government is setting the limits on discourse, which there shouldn't really be anybody setting limits on discourse because of that First Amendment. But don't forget, not too long ago, Zuckerberg was out there saying, you know, maybe Facebook went overboard in the censorship, and they were going to pull back and confine themselves to censoring articles that talked about child abuse or promoting terrorism, and everything else was going to be, you know, like, and I can see why Soros would not like that at all, because we talk a lot about George Soros, and we talk a lot about his corrupting influence on American politics. So, anyway, Twitter has now locked WikiLeaks' official account with 5.4 million followers days before Julian Assange's extradition hearing. So the censorship does continue. All righty, the phone lines are open. And we have 800-313-9443. Okay. Bernie Sanders is out there talking about open borders, which would make everyone in America poorer. And basically the idea is to open the borders and bring in a lot of low-wage workers, which would drag down the wages and salaries of legal American citizens. And again, it's a very short-sighted approach. Now, the liberals want more illegal immigrants to come on in. They want them to be able to vote because that will lock them into power for the foreseeable future. The problem is that when you have prices going up and rents going up and you're driving down the wages and salaries of Americans, sooner or later there's going to be a crossover point where the whole system starts to come apart. And we're seeing it. Look what happened to Macy's today, downgraded to junk status. Macy's has been an iconic American retailer for the longest time. I remember as a kid watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and all the floats and the bands. And you know, last January, it was basically some kid with a kazoo and a helium balloon. So they're running out of money for all this stuff. apparently the U.S.-China trade deal has been delayed because of fears of a global recession. And again, the downside of globalism, what happens to one country affects every other country as well. Donald Trump is once again saying he knows who the author of the anonymous New York Times op-ed is, and he knows who the leakers are at the White House. Well, Donald, do something about it. You know, do something about it, okay? So, there's a civil war going on over in the Department of Justice aiming to remove Attorney General Barr and to weaken Trump. Like I said earlier, the government is tearing itself apart already between the good people and the bad people. Certainly hope the good people win. But it's going to get torn apart. It really is. Okay, remember we were talking earlier about the so-called Bernie brothers? These are the ones, that's the name given to these disruptors who show up and claim to support Bernie Sanders, and they'll commit acts of violence. I don't think they're part of Bernie Sanders' campaign. I think it's a put-up job. It's a Nixonian dirty trick to make Bernie Sanders look bad. Oh, he promotes violence. Look at the Bernie brothers here. But apparently, Meghan McCain made a comment to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying the Bernie brothers are deeply misogynistic, sexist, violent, and made my mom cry. And obviously, the Bernie brothers are looking bad, and by extension, they're trying to make Bernie Sanders look bad. All righty. A little bit of science news here. Astronomers have detected molecular oxygen in another galaxy for the first time. That's pretty significant. You know, it's amazing. I mean, when I was working for NASA JPL, I spent a summer as the assistant at the Table Mountain Observatory. And that was fairly cutting edge stuff there. And I've been to Palomar and I did a little work at Mount Wilson and everything. But just seeing what they're doing today, you know, I'm feeling very techno-gapped and also a little jealous. I mean, when we lived in Hawaii, we went down to the Big Island. We toured the observatories up on Mauna Kea. Got to see the Keck telescopes. That's really, really amazing stuff that's being done here. All right. Strange neuron-like bursts have been detected in skin cells for the first time. Well, there are neurons in the skin cells because that's how you feel pain or temperature changes. So I'm not exactly sure what they're saying with this one here. All righty. More disagreement, if you will, on COVID-19. They say there's 73,000 confirmed infections, but another estimate puts it closer to 1 million at 983,000. Another little question out there. Who controls the rules for human gene editing? And that's a very, very good question, because especially with CRISPR, they're starting to tinker around with human genes. There was that report, you know, about these twins who were born with edited genes that was supposed to make them immune to certain diseases. We haven't heard much about that since then. We already talked about the issues with the CDC test for COVID-19. And like I said, the guy was on Fox News earlier saying that a lot of the kits were set out with expired, out-of-date reagents. So they're not going to work here. God, that's really scary how unprepared they seem to have been for this one. All righty. Pelosi is heading to the European Union to protect them from Huawei. And there's no protection involved here. Well, in a way, there is. Do business with us or bad things will happen to you. But as I mentioned earlier, Huawei has cut the price of their chipsets by 30%. And the American manufacturers, they can't match that. They can't match that price point. It's an economic war. It really, really is. So, there's been another ugly incident involving the police where a cop executed an unarmed grandfather for walking toward the officer. That was it. You know, he's walking to the officer and the cop pulls the gun and just shoots him here. Now, China, getting on back to China and the economy, they could grant tariff exemptions on U.S. oil and liquefied natural gas. So China's beginning to buckle on some aspects of the trade war. But as I reported a little earlier in the show here, a new trade deal is being delayed out of concerns of a global recession. All righty. This is an interesting one. China's drinkers get happy hour margaritas delivered to their door so they don't have to leave their home and risk being infected with the COVID-19. Well, what about the delivery person? What if the delivery person has the illness and they're not symptomatic, but they are contagious? You could have all the drinkers in China, you know, get infected, in an entire neighborhood get infected that way here. Many people seem shocked the market is so strong despite COVID-19. Well, the market's being propped up by the Federal Reserve, so it's going to be relatively immune to the things that would drive normal investors to say, I want my money now. And as I mentioned before, normal, ordinary investors like you and I, you know, we're being shut out of the stock market. It's becoming exclusively a rich person's playground. And yes, it's being rigged to make them richer at our expense. I got some calls. Okay. Whoa, I do have some calls here. Jeff in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm concerned about the criminal illegal aliens crossing our border, committing crimes like murder, rape, and as such, and the fact that they deport them. I'm kind of curious as to why we don't try them, convict them, execute them, load their bodies on a catapult and heave their body back over the border. Why are we not doing this? This is an act of war against our country.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I mean, all of these sanctuary cities and all of this supporting and taking care of the illegal immigrants, it's a violation of Title VIII. But there's obviously a huge political push from the liberals to get these people in, treat them as if they're citizens, get them to vote. And they're trying to change the voting demographic. They're especially targeting Texas, because if Texas swings from red to blue before the November election, Trump will lose his job.
Yeah, so what we need to do is to get the elected officials, march them into a concentration camp and re-educate them as to what it is to be an American and protect our own country against invasion.
Well, who do you mean by we? Because, you know, law enforcement and prosecution is under the control of the government. If you're advocating...
Well, here's what I would do. I would offer, for the price of $1, a hunting license for people crossing the border illegally. And it would end very soon. And I feel sorry for those poor people in Mexico that can't get a job making a living wage. But the people that are doing that to them are the one percenters, the power elite, whatever you want to call them, of Wall Street. Those are the ones that are doing it to them, not the American people. And God help them. But, you know, I mean, what do you figure the American people are supposed to do? Just starve and die while these people come into our country and take everything we have?
Well, that's certainly the attitude of the liberals. The attitude of the liberals are that the illegal immigrants are more useful to them than ordinary American citizens who more and more are voting conservative.
So what are we waiting for? Time to put them in a re-education camp and beat them in the fucking head until they can figure it out.
Excuse well, we'll take friend. It under advisement.
Oh, yeah. That's easy, ain't it, huh? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Tom, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there?
The last call is not right, Michael. Good day to you. It's like a bunch of locusts. This is like a locust plague. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yes, I can hear you. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's like locusts. It's an invasion of what's going on in Africa and China with the locusts. These people, yes, they're devouring everything, and pretty soon there'll be nothing left for nobody. But the reason I called your show, Michael, is first off, it's going to be really interesting tonight when you got Trump, what is the rally in Arizona, and they're going to have Bloom Doomberg on stage with Bernie. That should be really good entertainment tonight. And by the way, the documentary on Washington ended last night, but it was really good. The ending was excellent. Washington, like I said, was a great, 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 great man. No question about it. So that really, I hope you get the chance, Michael, to see that documentary.
But, I'm sure they'll rerun it.
Yeah, they will. Here's the main reason I called you, Michael, so everybody in your listening audience understands real quickly. The Miami Herald reported today.
Tom, stay on the line. We got to take a break for our last commercial break. We're going to come right back to you after these words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today. And Tom in Florida, if you could finish up, I've got one more call I'm going to try and fit in before the end of the show.
Yeah, Michael, just to say that your last caller is absolutely correct. This is like a locust swarm. These people are coming to devour. They're going to devour everything. And what's going on in Africa and China, these locusts are eating 40 acres an hour. And it's like they just totally devour everything. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for none of us. And it's like if you have 20 men on a boat that can only carry five people, you're going to sink the boat. But, yeah, Michael, the Miami Herald in on the news today, they're talking about what's going on in South Florida here with the kidnappings with Haitians. On Haiti, they're having a major kidnapping rings going on. You can check it out on Breitbart or whatever. And they're doing it here in South Florida. And by the way, Michael, there's so much going on here in South Florida. It's mind-blowing to the people that listen to your show if they hear what's going on. In the county government, solid waste, water, sewer, transit, all these federal government jobs, 40% of them are going to people not even been in the country 3 to 4 years. It's South Florida here, Michael.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, thank you.
That's how they're taking over the government, getting these federal government jobs, Michael. Crazy.
Okay, Tom.
Americans should be doing those jobs.
Tom, we got to let you go here because I want to try and fit in Mark from Georgia. Mark from Georgia, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I hear you use the word liberal, and I'm a classical liberal, so I want to clarify. The Hegelian left wants the voters for their political power, but the Hegelian right is the ones who want the cheap labor. So both sides are basically partners in crime, and I'm with Brewster's Billions. None of the above is the Hegelian excluded. It excludes what actually is. It excludes what ought rightly be, so that they can pretend that doing more of what got us into this mess is going to get us out of it. And I do wish that gentleman, instead of acknowledging that, one, we need to stop giving welfare state benefits to these uninvited guests, and it is part of the plutocratic agenda. And I say to our Latino American listeners in their language, aquellos cual han violado Latino America están haciendo la misma cosa aquí. Entonde donde los van a correr. In English, those who rape Latin America are doing the same thing here. Then where are you going to run? I'd rather they take back their own homeland, and I wish there was something we could do to help. I think that all countries need to have a militia, informed, organized, trained, disciplined, and equipped to take back our country through all peaceable means. And, of course, I'm not advocating violence. I'm advocating that the lawful use of force is not to be confused with violence, but if it comes to violence, it's because the criminal elements of our current system refuse to admit that they've lied to us, that they've betrayed us, and I'd rather they come clean and own up to what they've done. And I was involved with the Restore America plan, and it was co-opted, and I'd love to see the reinstatement of the rule of law, otherwise known as the republic. And the first thing is that republic means the rule of law, and this ain't it. We're on the same page there?
Yes, we're on the same page there. And, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go because we're out of time. We're out of time. Thank you very much here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN and whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate to RBN. It is really a dire situation there. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.